Captured by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the real estate hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. Welcome to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We're here to brighten your day. And Joe and I are both kind of dragging a little this morning. So if you're dragging, we're right there with you. I don't know what it is. I was working on my house yesterday and I'm just beat.
Blame everything on the weather.
It is. You know, that's true. It's that dreary. The sun went away and we're all dreary and icky and wanted to stay in bed this morning. But here we are. And Joe, you said, when was the Giants game? You said you stayed up too late watching the Giants game.
Thursday night, they had a 16-inning game.
16 innings.
Yeah, it ended at about 11:30, 11:45. I usually have a rule. Weeknights. Work the next morning. I got to be up at 4, all that. No new inning after 10:30. But they've been so hot lately. I knew I wasn't going to break that rule. I relaxed, just enjoyed the game. Not much happened. It was 1-1 after 15. The Mets hit a home run in the 16th. They went ahead 2-1, and I thought, oh, bummer. But then the Giants scored 2 in the bottom of the inning to win the game. And I got all excited about that. Then it took me another hour to calm down and go to sleep. So right. I was dragging on Friday.
Oh, yeah. So you're still catching up. I think, too, I was doing some stuff around the house until it was probably a good 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday night. Because, you know, once you get started and then, you, and like you said, you get the adrenaline. And
then you find something else that, oh, I should do this
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I got it. If I don't finish it now, I'm not going to finish it tomorrow. And so, that was I think Friday night, and so then yesterday I continued doing work around the house. That, you know, joys of homeownership. it's actually
and now you're going to try to sell a house.
I am. I'm going to be at an open house today, which brings me to my point of that. I am going to be at open house. We actually, Keller Williams has their open house extravaganza, which we do once a month, and you know, we try and get all of our active listings into you know, hold them open for the day, which we normally do anyway, but we Keller Williams puts a nice spread together in the open house guide at the Press Democrat and on the internet and all of that. So if you pull out your handy dandy, if you get the Press Democrat, the real estate section, there's an open homes guide, and we on page R18 and 19, you can see all of Keller Williams. And I won't say these are not all of Keller Williams open houses, because it's all of those who responded quickly enough to get our ad in this two-page spread. But there's more than that open. And if you scroll through the open house guide, there's a lot of listings right now and a lot on the market that are open today. And, you know, I found that buyers are more, even if they're working with an agent, are getting out and going to open houses. And really, it's just, you know, it can be spontaneous. You can just go do it. You don't have to make an appointment, you know, make a day of it. You can just pop in and see an open house. And I'm finding more and more that buyers are doing that. And then they'll get a hold of their agent, or the agent will call me, or you know, whoever's holding open, whoever's listing it is, and say, hey, my clients went to your open house. So I think it is more and more important to have an open house when we have an active listing, just because it's a good way to get people in there. And even in this case, the house I'm going to be, it's my listing at Andy Way. It's 3364 Andy Way. It is a vacant, you know, so you can have your agent show you anytime. But why not come out today and take a look at it on a Sunday afternoon while you're in the middle of doing some other stuff? Just pop on by. I'll be there from 1 to 4. Or you can, you know, go through the open house guide or online or a list that your agent sends you if you're working with somebody, and make a day of it. Go around and see some open houses. Most often our open houses are open 1 to 4. I don't know who, you know, at some point said, let's do an open house from 1 to 4. And it kind of became the norm, pretty much across the country. It's kind of interesting. So 1 to 4 Sunday. So I will be at 3364 Andy Way, and that is a single level in a desirable neighborhood up there. It's called Brittany Meadow. It's up above Lomita Heights. So the only way you can access it is to go into Lomita Heights and then go up the hill a little ways, and there we are. And it's the homes were built in the early 90s. This is 1994. Built, it's 1,988 square feet. Tax records say it's a four-bedroom, and it's interesting. And I think when the developer, which was Gallagher, when he built these homes, I think it was a fourth-bedroom option. So all of these, the same model, have the tax records showing as a four-bedroom, but it really acts like a three-bedroom with an office because that fourth bedroom does not have a closet. So whether you could put one in, you check with the city. I think there's room to do it because it backs to the garage, which has tons of room. It's a three-car garage. So if you need that fourth bedroom, I think there's a way to make it work. And, you know, when we put a listing in the MLS, it just automatically pulls up what it says in the tax record. So it is showing as a four-bedroom and a two-bath. So that's what we're going with. Anyway, it's a really nice house. It has two separate living spaces, family room and a living room, or a front room, depending on what part of the country you're in, what they call it. But anyway, and there's a fireplace in each room, gas burning, fireplace in the living room, wood burning with a gas starter. So if you wanted to transfer over to gas burning fireplace in that family room, you could also do that. So, and there's some room for some updates. It's pretty true to its original 1994 decor, but very, you know, well taken care of, and definitely some room to get in there and make it your own. So, listed at $795,000. We are open today and would love to see you. So come on by. And then, you know, take a look at what else is out there. There's a lot of open houses today. Not just Keller Williams, kind of across the board, there's open houses. So get out there and look at some homes. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of, well, we always get the neighbors that come by and want to see what you've done, you know, this, what they've done with their house that maybe is the same model, and they want to see decorating ideas and all of that. And then people that are just thinking about selling, if you're thinking about selling your house, get out there and look at some open houses and see what's out there and see what the market looks like as far as, you know, homes that are similar to yours and what they're selling for. And you really get a good grasp on the market. And then if you're thinking about buying it, you know, it's just really a good way to get out there and see what's out there. And really, even if you have no idea, maybe to narrow down, and you can do this with your agent out looking at homes too, but an open house is a great way to do it as well. But just to see what 1,800 square feet feels like, or see what, you know, 4,000 square feet feels like, you know, see what an acre looks like. You might be surprised. Or, you know, even a quarter acre might be plenty of room if you're looking for a little bit of land. So lots of different reasons to get out there and look at open houses. And I will be there today, 1 to 4. So come on by 3364 Andy Way. Before we take a break, just a kind of a quick idea of what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to cover interest rates a little bit. There was an interesting article, I think it was Home Wire, just about what's happening with interest rates. They're, you know, anticipating that they're going to stay low to keep the market going. And I'll tell you more about that when we come back. A little about some events that are coming up. And then also that there was an article about the, you know, what's happening with that Chenault Road complex that used to be community hospital, and then it was Sutter, and owned by the city or county. It's actually owned by the county now. So I believe, and it was purchased by Gallagher, and they it wasn't fully purchased, but it was kind of, everything was in the works, and then they had to back out of that. Not Gallagher, the county said, nope, we're not doing it, and there was some reason. So now it's back on the table, and it looks like they've made a decision, or they're in the process. So we'll talk about that some more. And then I wanted to cover inspections, and there was an interesting reason why I want to cover inspections, but I think it's really important for a buyer. You know, you're responsible for your inspections, and your agent definitely will help you through that process, but this is something that's really important to the purchase and really important, and you have the ability to do through, you know, the contingencies in your contract. And we're going to talk a little bit about what, which ones are important to do and why and what you need to do as a buyer. So we're going to take a break. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And when we come back, we'll dive into more about real estate and all kinds of fun and interesting stuff. So we'll be right back. Join us. Talk to you soon.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Happy Sunday morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Here every Sunday morning on KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM News Talk, and it's 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live, as always, at KSRO.com. And then just a reminder that we are podcasts, so if you missed part of the show or if you want to hear something from last week or years ago, you can go to the KSRO.com, click on shows, go to Ask the Expert, and you'll see Allison Norman Real Estate, and that, that'll get you into the blog, which actually covers my time here on the radio, the Mike Kelly, back to 2016, and then I don't know, it was like maybe 5 years or so that Mike and I were on the show together. So lots of fun things to listen to on the podcast. So that's KSRO.com. Thanks for tuning in. And before we went to break, I mentioned we're going to talk about inspections, you know, what the inspection, different inspections you should do. And we may cover that after the break, but because I wanted to talk about a couple other things as well. And I forgot to mention there were two things. There's City of Santa Rosa. There's a really great website called Resilient City Recovery, and I will, when we go on the break, if you just Google City of Santa Rosa, Resilient City Recovery, it'll come up, and I'll put it on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. But there's some interesting numbers and update about Coffee Park and Fountain Grove and all of the area that Santa Rosa covers. And a lot of people don't realize that Larkfield and, you know, Wickiup, that area over there is actually county land. So, and they definitely lost a lot of structures, and we don't hear about them as much as we should. I think they're kind of this little pocket that was really, really hit hard. I mean, a whole neighborhood just like Coffee Park, and just hasn't been in the news as much. And so I'll try and get some more information about that, you know, what those numbers, but just from driving by, there is a lot of a building going on over there, and there's actually a group that is kind of taking them, you know, they have kind of their own thing like Coffee Strong and Coffee Park, of support for that Larkfield area as well. But for today, we're talking about Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, City Santa Rosa, and actually there's a rebuilding finance assistance program. It's kind of like gap funding. So a lot of people were underinsured, and they're trying to City of Santa Rosa is trying to help and get these homes built because, you know, really, honestly, it benefits them as well because the revenue, you know, once the home is completed and the tax, property tax and all that is good for them. So, but it's good for you as well to get you back in a home, or maybe you're buying a parcel and you want to build. But there is some, and I think this is more for somebody who lost a home and they want to rebuild in place on one other lot, you know, on the lot. But it is a, it's a program for, it's called Cal Home Disaster Assistance Loan Program. And, there's a phone number you can call, Santa Rosa Housing and Community Services Department, and the phone number is 707-543-4339. And that's Nancy Manchester, is the program specialist. But and there's a little 5-minute video recording that you could watch too that talks about it, and an application. So if you go to the website and go to this California Disaster Assistance Loan Program for Santa Rosa, and that'll get you the information and the guidelines. And there are some income restrictions and eligibility, but it's a way, you know, if you were underinsured and you want to, you know, you don't have enough insurance to build, rebuild your home, there is this gap loan assistance program that can help you through that. And there's a guide as far as, and it's basically Sonoma County, 80% of area median income. You know, if it's one person, it's 60,000. If it's two persons, it's 69,000. Up to eight people, 114,000 is the income that you can't go over to qualify for this program. But it's some good information. But anyway, and then I will log in. I need to log in on the computer because they have this really interactive map that's really cool, and you can see which parcel and what's going on. You can click on it and see where they are in the process. So if you're curious about something in your neighborhood, see where they are in the process and see. It's nice to see, and I heard some numbers. I can't remember what station I was listening to, but they were talking about Coffee Park that was celebrating that they officially had more homes finished than unfinished, which is my son was in the car with me and he said 2 years later, you know, so, you know, you're right. It's been 2 years, but yay, we've got, more homes finished than not. So that's good. It's good to see the recovery. And I drive through there a lot because my daughter lives over at the edge of Coffee Park where it wasn't burnt. And literally right on the edge. And it's just amazing to see. It feels like a neighborhood again. And, you know, yes, there is a lot of building going on, but there's people living there now. And, landscaping is in and cars in the driveway and, you know, kids outside. And it's seeing Coffee Park come back. So it's nice. And I'm going to get that website information for you after the break. And I think it's going to be, you know, it's good to see it all happening. And then Fountain Grove's coming along, but it's obviously a little bit slower because they're bigger homes and more expensive. When there's more money involved, everything takes a little bit longer. And I think there's more design changes over there than there are in Coffee Park, where a lot of people are just, you know, going back to what they had or similar. So it's interesting to see. Anyway, so before we go to break, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about what's happening at that Chenate. So there is a company called California Community Housing Agency, which is a Kings County-based government agency, and they're teaming up with two Bay Area companies to build rental housing on that property. So this is that, if you drove, you've lived here for any time ever, you know that it used to be community hospital. It's their Chenate. You drive over the hill and there's this huge, you know, campus. And it's actually 72 acres. It's county owned land. And they've, you know, since it was community hospital and then Sutter bought it, took over before they built their big new campus over there in Larkfield. And then I think it was deemed, you know, unsafe and earthquake prone and all of this. So they, now it's just pretty much boarded up, blocked off, costing the city, a lot of money to maintain every year. So they, and this has been going on now for a couple of years that they've been working. They were working with Gallagher, who's in the Oakmont developer who thought they had bought the land or were buying the land. And then there was some issue that came up and they decided, or the county decided that they weren't going to go through with the sale. And so now they've got three proposals, and I think one of them still is this Oakmont group, Oakmont Senior Living Group, which is a Gallagher company. I think they're one of them. But this California Community Housing Agency, what they're proposing is basically 100% affordable housing, and I think it's all going to be rentals. Their pitch is to build some 500 units on the property, and they scaled back on the size of the development from the 2017 proposed from Oakmont, and its plan is to build 867 units now. So, and of course, this ignited neighborhood opposition and led to a lawsuit. And that's what torpedoed the deal with the county. So it's, you know, so we're back on the table here, and it is a concern for people that live over. Just like, you know, anywhere where anybody tries to do any developing, there is going to be some problems with the neighbors wanting to make sure it's not going to ruin, you know, their neighborhood and all of that. But the fact is, we really need affordable housing, and the answer to all of our, not all of our problems, but a lot of the housing problems and the cost of living problems is really has always been to get more housing units, get more places for people to live, and then if it's not such tight inventory, things will settle down a little bit. And you know, affordable housing isn't bad. It doesn't have to be bad. It's not, you know, we're not talking about the ghetto here. We're just putting affordable. And I liked how, I don't think, who was it? It wasn't David Guin. Somebody that came on the show called Attainable Housing. And I apologize. I think Benjamin. Anyway, I can't remember completely who it was, but he called it attainable housing. And I think that's a great way to look at it. And we do need attainable housing. And we do have our children and grandchildren that can't afford to live here. And people are leaving in drones to go elsewhere. I actually just had a lady who's been looking, who lives down in the South Bay, maybe Silicon Valley, down that way. But they've been looking for, gosh, I don't know, 3 years maybe. Kind of had their eye on, they're obviously not looking very seriously, but they've had their eye and thoughts of buying a second home in the wine country. And I just got an email from her last night saying, you know what, we've been looking at some land in Idaho and really like it there. And we're really thinking maybe we're going to do that instead. So even, you know, these are people that, you know, clearly had enough money to buy a second home in Sonoma County, but now they're thinking about getting out of California altogether. And we're seeing that a lot. And so, you know, making affordable housing, it'll soften everything, and it's not going to make all the home values go down or anything. It's just going to make it comfortable. We need places for our service industry, our teachers, our police officers, you know, the restaurant workers, the tourism, winery workers. We need places for them to live. So I think this is good to see that it's happening. I think there's still a long ways to go. And it says, it's interesting because it says that Santa Rosa will ultimately have the final say, but it is county-owned property. So it's kind of right there in the middle of Santa Rosa. So, and interestingly enough, I'll tell you when we get back, because we're going to go take a break. For the news, I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
An allegation about President Trump based on the Mueller report on the Russia investigation ahead of Robert Mueller's testimony to Congress this Wednesday from the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler. He says, "We think it's very important for the American people to hear directly what the facts are, because this is a president," Nadler says, "who has violated the laws six ways from Sunday. If anyone else had been accused of what the report finds, But what the president has done, says Nadler, they would have been indicted. On the send her back chant at a Trump campaign rally in North Carolina last week, Mercedes Schlapp, former White House strategic communications director, now a leader in the Trump reelection campaign, saying of the four non-white Democratic congresswomen and Trump critics called the squad,
"You're seeing the squad dictating the rules of the Democratic Party, which is very clear that they're pushing forward, you know, very disturbing statement."
Schlapp on ABC's This Week. Chuck Sievertson.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Temps get a bit warmer this week. Today at 80 degrees, 65 on the coast with partly cloudy conditions. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 51, 52 on the shores. Sunny for Monday at 86, 70 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday sunny at 88, should get in the 90s though by Wednesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. Good morning. We're back. It is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. Sonoma County's FM News Talk. I went back to the old way, Joe. Sonoma County, I like Sonoma County's News and Talk, but it's Sonoma.
Old habits are hard to break.
I know, right? Sonoma County's FM News Talk, and we are at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and then still at 1350 AM, and at KSRO.com streaming live, which I like. A lot of times I find myself where I don't have a radio available, and I would love to just pull it up on the computer, and it's nice to be able to do that and just hit streaming live, and there you go. I was wrapping something up, and then all of a sudden it was time for the news. But I was just talking about that Chenate campus and what's happening with that. And I wanted to mention that is over by Lomita Heights. And, of course, that's where I'm going to be today at my open house. And there's a lot of questions why this article caught my eye. There's a lot of questions from potential buyers about, you know, well, is this going to affect that area? And really, you know, I think there are parts that are along the edge of this Lomita Heights and then the neighborhood Brittany Meadows above. In fact, there's something in the preliminary title report about the possibility that there could be some building going on over there, but it doesn't affect this unit, which is nice. So it doesn't affect this parcel. And really, I don't know how much it's going to affect the other ones either, because I'm sure there'll be a buffer between. But this one is over for much further in the away from that area, and it actually backs to a very nice kind of open space looking area, which is the huge yard of a home off of Baldwin, which is Nielsen Ranch. So we're not affected by that, and I do get a lot of questions about that. So anyway, come on by and see me if you didn't hear before. I will be at 3364 Andy Way today at my open house. It's listed at $795, single level, four bedroom, two bath. Mortgage rates. Housing Wire had an article that came out on July 16th talking about Fannie Mae lowering mortgage rate, and they say home price growth will accelerate. So they're predicting 30-year fixed rate will average 3.7% in 2019 second half, which we are heading into, or actually in right now. But they issued a new forecast that predicts the average U.S. rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage will be 3.7% in the second half of 2019, down from 3.9%, which they had mentioned about a month or so ago. So, and that compares to 4.4% average rate for the first quarter and 4% in the second quarter. So, you know, interest rates are very low. They're low, 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 cheap. It's cheap money. It's, you know, if you are thinking about buying a home, even, you know, for refinancing, and, you know, interest rates are a little bit different if you're refinancing, and then really, as I say every time, disclaimer on this is it really does depend on your exact situation, what your debt to income is, what your loan to value is, what your credit score is. Lots of variables that, you know, may bump up your interest rate a little bit, but the fact that it starts that low is great. And so even if you have some things that are considered a little bit riskier, you're still really going to be in there, you know, very low fours, I would think. So, and that's across the board, all of the loan products, VA, FHA, conventional, jumbo rates, 15 years, always a little bit lower interest rate if you're going to make a bigger chunk towards your principal every month. So it's just, it's nice to see. And they're predicting that cheaper mortgage rates will cause a heat up in home prices, according to their forecast. Last month, Fannie Mae said it expected home prices to grow 4.6% in 2019. In the new forecast, it's calling for a 5.4% increase. So they're really thinking that this is going to get things moving along. Although I think, you know, homes are selling. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown, but I don't think, you know, we're nowhere near, you know, the horrific things that happened and the bursting of the bubble and all of that. I think they're watching it too closely and being too careful to make sure that doesn't happen. And they really can manipulate it to some extent by lowering those interest rates. I think it helps. And I think that's what we saw happen at the end of last year when things really did slow down quite a bit. And I think it made a big difference seeing the interest rates go down, because we were up there, you know, with interest rates close to 5%, and it's nice to see them back down. So if you're thinking about buying a home, and as I've said before, if you're, you know, if you were looking at the end of last year, really, or even the beginning of this year, and you weren't finding what you wanted, and you know, I would encourage you to go back, talk to your lender, and see what you qualify for now. Because, you know, say you were qualifying for up to 550, and, you know, you really didn't see the home that worked for you at 550, maybe now you could qualify up to 6, you know, and it's sometimes a world of difference in what you're looking for just by bumping your price point up a little bit and seeing what's out there a little bit higher amount. And now with the interest rates down, you may be able to afford that. So talk to your lender again. If you don't have a lender, give me a call. My number direct is 707-799-3617, and I will gladly direct you to a lender. There's a lot of good ones that are on my list of preferred lenders, and just a lot of great. We have a lot of really good lenders in the area, and good agents as well. So, anyway, let's talk about. I have my list of things. I want to talk about buyer inspection advisory, and this came to my mind, and it's always important, and it is important. But I saw something on social media, and it was somebody who had recently purchased a property, and they were basically slamming the seller, the realtor, everybody involved in the process, because something came up after after they closed escrow, and it's something that clearly. I don't know the whole story, but it's some, you know, there are things that should come up in your inspection. It's really important to get inspections. And if something comes up in your inspection report, it is, you know, your realtor, we're there to advise you, help you through the process. ultimately, it's your responsibility to look at the reports and you know, ask questions. And you know, obviously, you don't know everything about the process, and that's why we're there to help you through. And if something stands out, we're going to want to look at it further and recommend that you do maybe a further inspection. And usually, the inspector is going to do the same thing as well. It's really, really not recommended to forego your inspections. And once in a while, we'll have a buyer that, you know, maybe it was a really competitive offer situation. And so, you know, you want to come in and remove all your contingencies and you'll take the property as is. And you know, you can say you'll take the property as is, but you still need to keep those contingencies in place. There is a place in the purchase contract that says, you're waiving all your contingencies, and that's a really dangerous offer to make. You know, I would strongly advise that you keep those contingencies in place, and then you can still come in and say, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna do my inspections, but I, you know, and really any purchase is as is, you know. So we'll get sometimes a you know, an offer where it says buyer is taking the property as is, and it's, okay, well, it kind of is that way anyway, you know, but everybody has the right to come back and ask for repairs or ask for further inspection or ask for a credit or what, you know, and the seller has the right to say, nope, not going to do that. I'm selling it as is. And then you can decide at that point if you want to buy the house or not. But inspections are super important. So, you know, a pest inspection, they're looking for active infestations, fungus, dry rot, all of that fun stuff. They don't test for mold, and a lot of people don't understand that. If you have a concern that there's mold, you can have an independent mold study done. They're pretty expensive, and they're you know, that it is what it is. And if it's something that's a big concern to you, or if it clearly looks like there might be some mold, you can do that. You're within your rights to do any inspections you want. You're going to be paying for that unless you negotiate with the seller to pay for that. But really, the pest inspection is going to show you active fungus, dry rot. They go around and poke holes in places. If their little stick goes through, it means the wood is rot, has rotted. And, you know, interesting thing is we just had a pest inspection done. A pest inspection lasts 3 months. Obviously, it could go, you know, you can see it for longer than that, but really, it's not going to be accurate after 3 months because things can happen, and damage could be worse, and the fungus could spread, termites could happen. And we had a 3-month-old pest inspection, and it's a VA purchase, so the lender won't even look at a 3-month-old. The pest inspector can't come back and sign off on a 3-month-old inspection. So it was actually just past 3 months. So we had another inspection done, and there was a big difference. And we had a different pest inspector. And so they're all, you know, they're all human, and some people miss things, and some are better than others. But this came back with termites, with drywood termites, which were not noted in the original pest inspection. And I don't know if they weren't far enough along to where they could be seen, or if the inspector just missed them. But there's clearly termites. The house needs to be tented. So, you know, had we not done that second inspection, the buyers would have moved in and went, oh, what's this? You know, and so... And then at that point, they've signed off on the house. That's, you know, it is kind of a buyer beware situation. So important to get that pest inspection. I'd say that's probably the most important inspection is the pest inspection. The second most important is the home inspection. And home inspection, they'll see things that are on the pest inspection, but they're also looking much deeper and much, it's a, you know, 2.5 hour. Whereas, you know, the pest inspections maybe an hour, depending on the size of the house. But so they're looking at all the systems. They're looking at the plumbing, the heating, the air conditioning, electrical, mechanical, security, if there is anything. I think they'll kind of take a look at the pool, but they don't do a pool inspection. That's a separate inspector, and you want to have a pool company come do that inspection. They look at structural and non-structural systems and components, fixtures, built-in appliances. They'll run the dishwasher. That's the other thing on this inspection. We just had the home inspector ran the dishwasher, came back to check on it at the end of his inspection, because the dishwasher runs for a while, and there was water all over the floor. So now we know it needs a new dishwasher. So these are things you find out before you remove contingencies so that you can negotiate with the seller to get this done. Or you take it as is and you know now, okay, this is what I'm getting. But you want to know what you're getting. So square footage, boundary, you can get a permit done. The appraiser's going to check square footage. A survey, not a permit. You can get a survey, which is going to, show you make sure you don't have any encroachments, the neighbor's garage isn't on your lot, all of that. And that's a much bigger expensive. If you're buying a country property, you may want to consider that. I think we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, and then we have a caller calling in too. But we'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about different inspections and why it's important. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. You're here at KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, and we'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Morning. That's me. I am Allison Norman here, Keller Williams Realty. I am a realtor here in Sonoma County, and we're talking about buyer inspection. And basically, there's a document that's part of the purchase contract called the Buyer Inspection Advisory, and it really does go through this whole list. There's let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, probably about 10, maybe 11, 12. Different inspections that are a good idea to have. And a lot of it comes all wrapped in together, like in your natural hazard disclosure and things like that, finding about the property, and insurance and environmental hazards. But you want to check your water system, which includes, if you're a country property, you're going to want to check the well. Not just how the well works, how much water you're getting, but also the quality of the water. So that's a really important inspection. I would not forego that. If you're on a country property, you want to know you're going to have enough water. You want to know, how that system is running. And if anything needs to be replaced. And more importantly, I think you want to, well, I don't know if it's more important than having water, but if you have water, you want to make sure that it's safe to drink. So you want to make sure that there isn't, E. coli in the water, or, there's a lot of different chemicals that can show up from pesticides and all of that. So it's really important to do. And then the septic system is another one that's a very important inspection if you are on a country property or a property that still has a septic system. that's a very expensive fix if it doesn't work. So those are really important to do. And I think the most important thing to note about that is that about inspections in general is, you know, read your inspection reports. Talk to the home inspector if you don't understand it. And if there's a lot of times the home inspector and the pest inspector will say, you know what, we couldn't get under the house because there was water on the ground. And you don't want to just say, oh, okay, that's fine. We'll take it anyway. You want to figure out a way to get under the house, whether it's having a contractor go under there and take a look for you, somebody that's willing to go under there. A lot of times if there's standing water, they don't want to be under there because they could get electrocuted if there's a wire hanging down or something. So if there's no access to a certain part of the house underneath, you want to make access, and you have every right as a buyer to ask that the seller provide you access. They can say no, and then you can say, well, I don't want your house then. So there's lots of ways to do it. If a roof report's another one you can get. If something comes up on the roof inspection and they want further inspection, you can ask them to allow you at your expense to pull back some of the roof or pull back a wall that you need to see what's going on inside. You have to, and it actually says on here, you have to put it back to the original way it was. So you can't just tear it all apart and then say, oh, I don't want this house because I don't like what I found. You have to be able to put it back, and so that's a very important part. But read your inspection reports. Do not leave it up to your realtor to know, to tell you everything that's going on. Really read it thoroughly. If there's something, because as a realtor, I may not understand, you know, I may not think something's a big deal, whereas you are horrified by it. I don't know that. To me, it's like, well, you know, maybe I won't mention it to you because I don't realize to you it's a huge sticking point. So it's really important for us to go over it together. And you really need to read your reports. I think that's bottom line, most important. And if there's something on there that needs further inspection and you want further inspection, you need to ask for it. So it's very important. So, and then your preliminary title report, I heard a horror story about that where, you know, we closed escrow and there was something that was on the title report that nobody noticed. And read your title report. Your realtor should be reading it, but you need to read it yourself. And if you have questions about it, and it has usually a whole list of exceptions, you need to understand what those are. A lot of times it has its limitations as to what they're going to insure on the title. So if you don't understand what it is, ask. Don't rely on your realtor for that, because we're only human and we might miss something too. So let's look at it together. There is a call in. Barbara's on the line and had some interesting information about, well, we'll let her talk about something that has to do with inspections. Barbara, you had a question or a comment? Good morning.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Allison, for having me on the program.
Sure.
Yeah, in attending some of the local city council meetings, I'm hearing some conversations around new ordinances that are going into place now because of climate change. And in some instances, they're calling them emergency ordinances. And an example of that was in Santa Rosa, I heard them talking about REACH codes, R-E-A-C-H codes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were referring to eliminating all natural gas in homes. And if you want a Viking range, for example, that is gas and you like to cook on gas, that you might be charged some greenhouse emission related fee for not reducing greenhouse gas emissions by completely going with electricity. And I'm listening to this and looking at the climate action plans, for example,
mm-hmm.
that have information in it like this. And I'm just wondering how all of this is going to soon come into play with retrofitting requirements that are in the plans for everybody to participate in lowering their greenhouse gas emissions. And I haven't heard this spoken about.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't either.
it is really very encumbering, I would say.
Huh.
Is a good word.
Yeah.
And, I could say a lot more, but I won't. I would just recommend people know about the climate action plans and what is happening in the council and board chambers that you are unaware of.
Yeah, good idea. Well, thank you. And we'll, I'll look into it some more and see if I can get somebody to come on and talk about that, because that is interesting. I'm looking right now at the Center for Climate Protection. There's an article about Santa Rosa City Council moves towards innovative electric-ready building ordinance. So that's back from November 17, 2018. Anyway, it is interesting, and thanks for bringing that up. And I'll do a little bit more research, see if I can get somebody on to talk about that. I would imagine, you know, just like you know, any inspections, it would be good. And I don't know if that would be more of a disclosure. I don't even know. I see a new disclosure in the works, or a new paragraph in the Sonoma County disclosures and disclaimers, which is now about 12 pages long. But I think that's important. You know, there's disclosures about, you know, spare the air days and not being able to burn wood, and people need to know that. And old wood burning stoves that, you know, are not legal anymore. So it'll be interesting to see. And I thank you for bringing that up. We'll do some little bit more research, and I'll talk about that on a future show and see if I can get somebody in here to talk about that from the climate protection.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call, Barbara. Well, yeah, that is interesting. And, I don't know if it would be, there are, you know, people do sometimes like an environmental, or not even that. I've had one where they, the buyer did this whole study about, you know, really in depth different chemicals that were in the air in the house. And the, you know, we don't have like radon and issues where in other parts of the country they have to do radon inspections. And but there was this whole, you know, thing. And then there's the other, and I can't think of what it's called now, I'm drawing a blank, but where they basically seal up your entire house and they do a reading. John Sutter, who we had on years in the past, does these inspections and really the energy efficiency of your home. But that's interesting to see that the city is it'll be interesting. I'll do some more research and see how that's going to affect things. But I think, as in everything, it is a disclosure. Probably somebody coming into the county is going to want to know about, and part of your research when you're a buyer, I think, of finding all these things out. And certainly if your realtor knows about it, we are, you know, obligated to tell you about it. But there are some things that we don't know. So, you know, you're welcome to do your own research. Go in, talk to the city, go in and talk to the county, depending on where you're buying this property. So, and, you know, other little, not really an inspection, but I would suggest going, walk in your neighborhood, your new neighbor, soon to be neighborhood, go there different times of the day, go there on the weekend, see if there's any adverse things going on. You know, maybe there's, you know, the neighbor has 20 cars out front every evening when everybody comes home from work because they've got, you know, 10 people living there. I don't know. I mean, there's things that you don't know by visiting a house once or the same time every day. So go, you know, go walk around the neighborhood and stuff. And that's not, you know, that's within your rights as a buyer to go in and do that stuff. So, and checking building codes, building permits, and all of that stuff. So lots of different things to inspect that is part of your contingency. That's why you have a contingency period. Read your inspection report, read your preliminary title report, talk to your realtor, talk to your inspector. If they say something needs further inspection, find out more and do that further inspection if it's something that you're really concerned about. So, and move furniture if you need to. Ask the seller to move furniture if you want to see what's going on underneath that big rug in the living room, you know. So, some buyers don't care when they're coming into it, and some care more. So I'm going to be at an open house, 3364 Andy Way, 1-4. If you have any questions, come talk to me there. It is a four bedroom, two bath, $795,000 and single level home up over off of Lomita Heights. I will see you next Sunday. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO every Sunday morning with Allison Norman. See you next week. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.